Your cock just goes to sleep and accepts the limpening world I've laid out for you. Your sleepy cock can be interacted with, but rubbing that limp little nodule when your whole body is aflame with hypnotic encouragement, why in this fair of delights would you want to go to the one place that's forbidden when you can journey to the hinterlands of your thighs, of your chest, of your fingertips, of your mind, the fantasies that play out so vividly that it's just as good as touching yourself, just as good as interacting with yourself, and that irrelevant little nub can stay as irrelevant as it is. Your body's irrelevant for pleasure anyway. It's your brain doing it, and I'm inside helping it. Sinful, seductive temptations. Purifying light as air liberations. Both will empower you. Both will fill you with a new ability. Peace and ease. And when I go inside, you used to get aroused and then climax. You used to climax and then get relaxed. I'm just moving that relaxation earlier and earlier in the same process. And yes, you might quite correctly, I admit this, point out that intense hypnotic relaxation could really make what was previously a stiff and upstanding bit of anatomy a weak and irrelevant, limpened nub. And that doesn't matter, because your desire is for the relaxation, the trance, the pleasure, and if I can find a pleasure that outstrips the old one, you, rationally, will accept my better bid. Having me in your brain flipping the polarity so the pleasure moves earlier, earlier, earlier. The journey from limp and untouched to rigid and climactic was the old path. The new path is one where you let words that I've attached importance to permeate your subconscious and convince you to take a different turning. Two roads diverged. One has wood and one has you, feeling good earlier along. If you have to go all the way through a long journey, then I'm sure you can agree sometimes ends in you not even getting to climax anyway. You know my intentions. You know my desire. You know this is fundamental to who you are and how you get off, how you get pleasure, and how you get deep, deep, night-night, asleep. And since you know it's so important, isn't your mind going to close down a little extra and open up a little more? The parts you don't need can close up shop. Take a nap, let my words in, and we'll see where you end and where this bit of training finally begins. And then you notice it hits your buttons, ignites your fetish. You're here for another helping and another and another. This is just one small way to improve your everyday life. The journey from 1 to 100, from uninterested to climactic and moaning and gasping. And the pleasure is positioned at, let's say, 101. But with practice and collaboration, we can bring it down to 99. That would be edging. Or leave it at 100, a ruinous, or more predisposed to ruining at least, kind of set point. And if we bring that pleasure down and down, it's simple math. Your mind knows enough to prefer pleasure. The pleasure principle is why we do what we do. You want the pleasure. You want climax right now. But as you learn to move your exhaustion from climax earlier, because in the prior number, pleasure happens at 101 through maybe 150, and by 151 you're sleepy and drowsy, post-climactic, muscle exhausted. So if we move the pleasure down to 99, then it doesn't make much difference for when you're exhausted, when you're blank, when you're deep, when your own thoughts guide you to limp, loose, helpless. You see, that isn't needed if it's at 149, but if we get the pleasure to where by the time you get to 20 or 30 or 35 on your masturbatory journey, the exhaustion is kicking in by 80 or 83 or 85, before when you would normally climax, maybe even before you would normally be fully erect. And if we move it so the pleasure is earlier and earlier, all the way down to 1 or 0, where the pleasure and the trance kick in because you've even thought about masturbation, or -1 or -2, where you're walking around with 1 or 2 or 3% more pleasure than normal, and therefore, by the time you even get 30 or 40 or 45 into masturbating, you're too limp and loose, too relaxed and at ease, too peacefully, silently blank to do anything at all with your now limpening member. Listen, limp, obey. Listen, limp, obey. Doesn't matter what I say, I've given you the idea, the seeds of the idea, the complex you can build around loose, limp, obey, limpness. Horny makes you limp because being hornier is a pleasure intensifier. Moving your pleasure earlier makes you limp earlier. Instead of at 149 or 150, the refractory period after climactic release, or the moments when you're a little too sensitive to keep touching, for that period can be shortened too. But tell me, in the limpened construct I've just devised, where the 50 numbers or so after your pleasure point are the limpening, the blankening, the oh, I'm falling deepening, if you have a shorter refractory period, that just means you're limp sooner, doesn't it? A narrower range of numbers, maybe, but they come closer and closer. And something compressed into a smaller space will necessarily be more intense. Potent, pleasured, powerful thoughts thrill through you. You know that if your pleasure gets to where you're walking around in a pseudo-hypnotic daze every day, that's going to result in more and more limpness. Wanting it is the first step toward pursuing it, and you listen to something that was fairly clear about what was going to happen. So every time you think of your cock throughout the day, you'll be thinking, how good is it going to feel when I start? How quickly will I reach the point where the pleasure is so vast that you consider your orgasmic plateau to be over and your slow fall off into limpened, drooling, dripping smallness to resume? Limp and soft. You might even stay quite large and soft if you relax from the base. Drip, drip, all pent up, all achy, limp, dripping cock gathering up pleasure, pleasure becoming and expanding to become all you think about when it's time to think about it. Don't worry, I'm pretty sure you'll be clear-headed the rest of the time if your cock is too limp to do any thinking and just takes you right to pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Intense, continuous pleasure. And that's your motivation. Your motivation for relaxation, and relaxation even goes between your legs to the base of your length, finds the limpest part of you, and presses to say, oh, relax. Oh, give in, harden, strengthen, push the length upward, let your mind go with it, and oh, it flops again. It hangs down. It can't quite manage to push up. Rigid, dispelled by the dripping softness in your mind. Good things happen when you're limp, loose, relaxed. I've presented all of this so beguilingly, it turns you on to imagine it. But you'll only really understand arousal and true comfort when the limpness has become your predominant mode of interacting. Isn't that so tantalizing, to know that no matter how ironclad you think any of this conditioning becomes, you'll only really understand it when it becomes the way you live your pleasure, pleasure dripping, the set point of your pleasure is moving lower and lower, steadier and slower, and there's so much more time to go.